Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing quality.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. Welcome to Staying Relevant. We're back. We're not leaving. We're here forever. We are two best friends who are on the quest for everlasting fame, James Corden-style fame, but we'll settle for the Chuckle Brothers.
Yeah, less like James Corden. Anyway, I will be drinking as usual. I know it's a Monday morning.
I'll be swearing, so if you don't like it, puff.
Nice, nicely done. Nicely done. Good addition.
It's got Essex there as well.
Good addition. So if you haven't realised yet, we have a guest today. It's taken months for her to come in because I think her management didn't want her to do it. But we have got Zara here.
Come on, here we go.
Give me a clap.
So it has been quite hard getting Zara on this podcast, and Pete's not even wrong. Zara is flying through the sort of fame.
She's got a real job.
Yeah. She's a documentary presenter. I don't know how much I can talk about upcoming projects, but she's got a few projects in the works. She's already done two highly successful documentaries about
NTA nominated.
I've done three.
Highly decorated documentaries. Some of them are NTA nominated.
Well, technically four, actually, because your documentary was basically Zara's because she was in it more than you. It wasn't Have I Got ADHD, it was more like Living with ADHD. So technically that's four documentaries that she's done, if I'm honest with her. But yeah. Carry on. With the introduction.
Basically, Zara is doing everything that we want to do.
How long have you been doing this? How long is it since you left that Love Island?
Oh, 2018 I did Love Island.
Okay, so 5 years. So half the time that we have, half the time that we've been in this industry and absolutely smashed the fucking granny out of us. How's that for you? Do you enjoy beating Sam at things?
No, I don't see it as that.
Do you enjoy being the more famous and the more talented one?
I'm not more famous or more talented.
Well, you are.
No, people come up to me on the street and they're like, I love Sam so much.
Yeah, but everyone hated Sam before you. So actually that's why they come up to you. Because pre-you, Sam was a fucking loser. So actually what you've done is made him slightly cool. The only reason he's getting work now is because he goes into meetings now and says, Zara's my girlfriend.
I actually use Zara all the time.
You?
I drop her in every single time.
He drops the fuck out of everything, yeah.
Do you know what I do? I go, oh yeah, and sorry, Zara, oh sorry, my girlfriend. I don't know if Zara and I'm like, yeah, she's the documentary girl on the BBC. Yeah. I don't know whether you've
oh,
heard.
Oh, stop it.
Every meeting. No, do you know what I get? I get, and Pete started this fucking thing, but now everybody says it online. They call me Sam pre-teeth and post-teeth. So basically, pre-teeth Sam is like not a good Sam, and post-teeth is a good Sam?
Yeah, pre-teeth Sam looked like a young Splinter from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So do you want to know something? When you and I first started Instagram DMing, I was like, I'm going to do a bit of research into this guy.
Who sent the first DM?
Me.
Zara.
You fucking
thirsty
bitch.
But he liked every single one of my photos.
Oh, so he was trying to get attention. And then what did you send in?
I just replied to his story, like, I said something like that. I was so loud or something, didn't I?
Oh,
he put up an Instagram story and it was him going,
this is a terrible idea.
This is potentially going to be my favourite episode.
This is a terrible,
2 minutes in.
Terrible idea.
5 years ago, so you DM'd him.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to find, you know, what he used to look like in the early days. So I'd actually never watched Made in Chelsea before this point. And I went and found his first episode, did some digging. Me and all
when
my friends were like, when he opened the door. And I know he did it about 20 times to get it right. And it was like, hello, Andy, come in, sir, or something like that. I looked at it and I looked at your Instagram and I looked back then and I was like,
he's had a glow up. Yeah, he's had a glow up.
Do you know what? It was it's the first thing I ever knew. I was like, I have to get. As the moment I found out veneers were a thing, I was like, I'm going to fucking get veneers. And it was the best thing I ever did. And Zara, look at me now, you know, going out with an NTA-nominated documentary host.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think I get asked the most about you two when people ask me. Obviously, everyone says, where's Sam, as if he lives in my pocket. But second to that...
Burrowed in.
The other question I get is, why the fuck is Zara with him? So can you answer
really?
That one? Yeah. Don't be surprised by that. You get asked it all the time too. I mean, I ask you a lot.
I get it on Instagram. I genuinely get DMs.
What is it that attracts you to Sam Robert DeCourcy Thompson?
No, I could give a jokey answer. But no, Sam...
No, give us a jokey answer. all right, well, let's take away the obvious one, money. What else is
I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting for that. No, I'm a strong, independent woman, Pete. I earn my own money.
Oh, yeah, you do now. You absolutely can, Kobe. But when you first started, you were from Essex, babe. So fuck me, that was a way in.
Do you know what's so funny? Watching two people from Essex converse, like...
We're not different species.
This is so brilliant. This is like... It's like going to the zoo.
But hold on.
Are you fucking serious?
Hold on. There we go.
See, that was better. Zara has left the Essex behind because you're a bit posh now.
Do you think?
I do think, yeah. you've gone a little bit posh, haven't you?
I think I have. I was watching an old YouTube video of myself. I used to be like, you're right, babes. Like, welcome to my vlog. Like, I'll give you a tour of my new apartment. Here's my makeup routine.
And routine.
Now, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
And it's weird because when you're around posh
you're
people every day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not purposefully.
No.
Essex and proud, mate.
Yeah, it's not all right, pal.
Two up, two down.
Stop saying things. I don't understand.
Pete always says two up, two down.
You don't understand that.
He always goes, hard up.
What? Yeah, if you're hard up, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Well, because you've never been hard up, have you?
He always says you've never been hard up, and I don't know what he means by it.
Hard up was in you ain't got a few quid. Like you're
oh, struggling. Right.
Yeah,
okay,
that's if you're hard up. But yeah, you have gone a little bit posher since you've been saying, which is understandable, because when you do spend time with people, you do become like a comedian. Everyone does it. It's called mimicking. That's what people do. However, but when you are around there, you do slip back in.
I do slip back into old habits.
And I enjoy it, Zara. Yeah. I prefer Essex, Zara. Anyway, do you want to ask some questions to your
partner? Why am I sat alone?
Surely my
girlfriend comes in and we sit together and grill Pete. But what's happened here is I'm alone and getting absolutely battered.
So what happens, obviously I spend a lot of time with both of you and I very much like Zara and I tolerate you.
Okay.
And originally I didn't like you at all.
Did you not like me at all?
No, we'll get to the point.
I'd love to dig a bit deeper into this, why you didn't like me, because I didn't really like you. I'm not going to...
Oh,
like
this is good.
But now I feel like we've actually...
I feel like... I always say to everyone, I say, Pete is one of the only people in my phone book, if I was in trouble and I called you, you would be there in 2 minutes.
That's 100%. A fucking lie, because I'm always in trouble. He never picks up.
No, you're not in trouble when you call me at 3 a.m. going, I can't sleep. That's not in trouble, is it? Like, what do you want me to do about that? Or the other week, oh, I don't know what to do. And like, what's wrong? Shall I wear a pink T-shirt or a blue T-shirt? That's not in trouble, is it? All right, that's not in trouble.
Or do you get the, I'm feeling a bit worried about...
Oh, don't. Right.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So basically, what happens is I obviously spend a lot of time with both of these. Generally, what happens is me and Zara team up on Sam because Sam worries about everything and he's...
An emotional wreck.
Yeah, pathetic.
Yeah.
So between Zara and I, we have to...
I bring the empathy and realism. You bring the...
Tough love.
Shut the fuck up and get on with it.
Yeah, tough love. And between the two of us, he gets through his day.
I'm not a child.
You are a little bit. I'll be honest with you. You're actually more hassle to Zara than the cats. And to be perfectly honest with you, and she told me this in confidence, but I'm going to say it, Zara. The reason that she got that little robot to follow the cats was actually to follow you because she wasn't sure about leaving you home alone in case you hurt yourself.
So Zara has a robot, by the way, that she it's a remote control robot she has around the house. It zips around and she can speak from it.
Yeah.
So literally I could be home alone and you hear Sam? Sam? Where are you, Sam? Albus! And then she'll talk to the cats a bit. So, yeah. Zara, you're a really celebrated documentary filmmaker.
Sorry, is that what we're going with?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a question? Or?
So great, I love that. Do you have a question? Or
no,
what's your
I just wanted
that's
to get
your
away.
Bird calling out how shit you are at this job. So, but obviously you started on Love Island. So to get any sort of credibility coming from a reality show is really, really difficult. Obviously we're 10 years in and still can't get any. So how did you become credible? Because you're now a credible documentary maker, presenter, an all-round showbiz fucking legend.
I don't know if I am, but what I would say is that I was victim of an unfortunate event and I spoke about it. It was my first documentary. It was just kind of like one thing led to another. My first documentary came out, it took like a whole year to make. I think that was in the whole of 2020 I spent making revenge porn. It came out like first month of 2021. And then literally really instantly I had an idea for a second one, and then I finished that. I was midway through that, and then I had an idea for a third one.
Do you know what's
and
really good?
Just
sorry for cutting you off, Zara.
Sorry, just cutting off your girlfriend.
How our relationship
but
clearly.
I listen to this podcast a lot, and I was waiting for that.
Oh, don't do that, because that's what loads of people say. oh fuck! I was just going to say actually, I was going to big you up. Zara comes up with her own sort of like ideas. Yeah, she's like, I want to do a documentary on that. And I think that's fucking cool, because a lot of people I feel like who come out of like, I don't know, the reality TV game or something like that, and they sort of try and do anything a bit more serious, they get put into places.
Well, they just front things.
Yeah, like, they front things. They're the face of things. But they don't actually care about what they're fronting. And two, they don't really know what they're fronting.
Well, I agree.
And I've got to say for you, I know for a fact, Zara will literally be on Zooms to commissioners and stuff, being like trying to get things that mean a lot to her through the sort of process. Which I think is fucking cool.
I think a lot of people come off of something like Love Island, and I think in the first couple of months is like a flurry of like work that happens.
Then they'll disappear and no one knows who the fuck they are.
But, well, I think that does happen more and more nowadays. I was lucky that I was on quite a good season. So like it was season four. It was
Where
at
did
its
you
peak.
Come on it?
Where did I go? I left after 10 days.
Zara was on
so
it for
you were
a week.
You on it for a week?
So,
yeah.
So you've got to be... If you do it sort of like a ratio of hours on Love Island,
I barely said anything,
to success, you've got to be the most successful Love Islander ever. Based on the time that you spent on the show, because I mean, blinking, you would have fucking missed you.
Oh no, honestly, you really would have.
So
missed
there's
me.
A story. If you didn't know, I work on Love Island at the moment.
Oh no, no one knew that. No,
and to be honest with you, people watch After Sun and don't know.
And there's a oh fuck, there's a,
he's the pillow.
There's he calls me the fucking
he's
the pillow.
Pillow on the sofa. Now and then you just hear, oh, I think they're two, and you just wonder where's that come from. Oh, it's the pillow in the stupid shirt.
So the exec on the whole thing, he basically has told me a story about Zara. And apparently Zara went in, right? She was the bombshell, one of the bombshells. And she went in and she didn't speak a word for 12 hours. She went in and they know the time. I think it's like 12:04.
It is something like that.
And she'd gone in at like the evening before and
I did speak in the evening, but the next morning, so like they probably got us up at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I didn't say anything until like 12:04 or something like that.
And apparently the exec were like,
they were in the gallery like, why is she not talking?
Is her mic on? Someone check the mic.
Right? Apparently she had her feet dangling in the pool, right? And
on my
everyone
own?
Else was having a chat and she was just sat like this, just looking blankly into the water.
I was so overwhelmed. I remember that moment and I was like, what am I doing? I was watching these cameras like zoom across the pool and I was seeing all these guys, there's these guys that sit in these huts with these cameras and like you can like move the hut around and they can film people.
You move the hut around?
Yeah, like you can move the doors of the hut and make little openings. So like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. When you go in there, you have a look.
Yeah, I love a cool hut. What the fuck is wrong with you
two? No, but I was so, can you imagine how confused I was? I was just like, to consider myself very sheltered before. Like I had an office job where I worked in the government with a lot of like older people. And then all of a sudden I'm thrown into this villa with all of these really outgoing, outspoken people. And I literally was just so overwhelmed. I wanted to just like curl up into a shell and just not speak.
But on the plus side, it's worked out quite well for you.
Yeah.
So
I was really gutted to leave after 10 days. Can you imagine?
Well, maybe if you hadn't been so fucking boring, you'd have stayed.
I didn't realise there was something called an edit.
Apparently, you didn't realise there was something called a personality.
Yeah.
Come on, no, please. No, it, you didn't speak for a whole day.
No, I didn't. I was just, I just was really nervous.
Well, look, fuck Love Island, because we talk about Love Island enough. So from that, you kind of got a bit of a break doing the first documentary.
Yeah.
It's something that you've gone through, the revenge porn thing. And then you just smashed the love. Is that the one you were in NTA nominated for?
I've had, I think I'm NTA nominated for two. So revenge porn and rape culture.
Oh,
and
fuck me. She's a fucking pro. But that was the first one, was it?
Yeah, that was the first
one. So that one smashed it. And that's probably why now you've got an opportunity to come up with your ideas and make things, because you smashed it and everyone can see that actually you've got a brain as well as being all right to look at.
Well, do you know what I'll say? And this is something that I've learned along the way, and is that, and my dad always said to me, like, you have to make sure that you're always putting in 110%. Like, don't think that anything is ever given to you, because it's not. And I was, as soon as I got that first documentary, I was like, right, if and when I do another, and I hope and I pray that I do another, and we pitched it and it got commissioned, I was like, I want to be a part of every single process. I want to learn everything. I realized I wanted to learn to be a producer. I'm doing a camera course soon, so I'll be able to, like, actually be able to shoot myself.
That would be good, because it'd save us some money on Ted, wouldn't it? you can do all our videos. It'd be fun.
Zara loves doing that shit.
I love filming and stuff
like
that.
Zara always brings up the time that she, like, got an A in film once, and she literally won't let it go. And she's like, let me edit this one. I'm a really good filmmaker.
I really enjoyed doing the filming and editing side of things, though.
I fucking despise anything to do with any of that.
Really?
Shut off. Obviously, I mean, you know me. Fuck me, I don't even like being in it.
Pete will turn up to the house ready for a day's full of dancing and you know, tomfoolery. And the first thing he does when he walks in with a cheese twist from Pret.
Oh, always cheese twist.
It's always a cheese twist, right? And then he'll have a mock...
Oh, no. It's a kind of caramel latte.
A caramel cortado.
Yes.
He's such a little pussy. He's like, Pete will literally sit there and be like, a caramel cortado.
A little pussy, while Sam's eating a pepperami, a raw mushroom, and a fucking Capri Sun. Yeah, I'm such a fucking pussy. It's packed lunch at fucking 10 a.m. in the morning. Anyway.
I didn't know you guys didn't like each other, though.
Well, no, it's not... I just...
I know what you thought of me. I reckon you thought she's here for the money.
But where's the money? Where's the fucking money? I don't understand.
You know what? I actually didn't, because if you were there for the money, you would have gone with someone who isn't tight as fuck. So no, it wasn't that you were there for the money. I just thought you were... I just didn't really know you, and I think you're probably shyer than... I'm quite loud, aren't I?
Yeah.
So I just don't think we really spoke that much.
And then I thought you were gold digger.
No, well, absolutely not with that.
Thank you. There we go.
I get that a lot.
I'm sure you do, but that fucker will make you sign a prenup, so don't worry about that.
I'm not worried.
There's no gold to dig. I don't understand. We're talking like I'm fucking Dre.
Then obviously, and we're gonna get onto it. The big incident happened.
Oh, the incident.
And the incident was really... Then I sort of thought, oh no.
Yeah, I can imagine. I would as well.
But also, and I'm very fair, and he'll say this as well. I've been there. You've been there. We've all made fucking mistakes. You two weren't that serious then either at the time, I don't think.
I think we've been together for 3 months or something.
Yeah, there was lots of other fucking...
Because I was trying to pull the months down. But, no, I just think it was... Yeah, just a couple of weeks, to be honest.
But either way, it's one of them things. And I remember saying to you, don't milk it too much. I remember saying this to Sam. I said, don't milk it too much, because we've both been there.
Yeah.
Don't go fucking too much.
I will say this for Zara.
So then there was that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if you were going to get back together, because I remember you messaged me.
I did. I messaged everyone apologising.
Yeah. And then I didn't reply because I sort of thought, oh, sad. And and also, I don't know what he's going to do about this. So I just let him get on with it. And I never fucking said anything to you.
No, Pete actually never said anything. I was looking for advice and got nothing back.
No, the advice I gave you was just go with your heart, man. Like, do what you want to do. It doesn't matter what I say or anyone else says. It doesn't matter. It's down to what you two think.
But you know what? I'll say this as well, right? Pete's so right. Is that we've done some things.
Yeah.
And you forget that Zara...
Right, bad boy.
Zara's... No, you've done worse. But yeah, I was just trying to help you out a bit there, Pete.
Thanks. Sorry, mate.
But there was also a time, I think you... How old were you, Zara? Like 20?
22.
So fucking young. And I remember, because I've basically done that to previous girlfriends and stuff. And I, you know when, like, you look in someone, you go, oh, that's not them. You know when you look at them and go, oh, she ain't going to do that again. And like, Zara, I could just see in your face. I was like, I know, because I've been that person being like, I'm never going to do this again. In my head being like, I possibly could. And then like, I'm just basically lying. And like, you can just tell when someone actually has like a beautiful heart and a beautiful soul and like, and just fucked up. And like, you'd be some wanker, wouldn't you, to like have done it yourself, but then be like, I can't forgive.
Yeah. And I think that's the point. And I think the way you handled that as well, you just fucking, you took all the fucking blame for it. And I think fair play to you. However, moving on from the serious side of that, unless you want anything to add to that?
No.
You sure you don't want to throw in there?
Happily move on from the subject.
Okay. All right. Well, we're not quite going to move on because it did bring one of the internet's most
historic.
You can.
And just the one of the most fabulous things I've ever seen.
Do you know what?
Ever. I've never watched Made in Chelsea, Zara.
But you watched that.
But fuck me, did I tune in for that? And it is possibly one of the best things I've ever seen. In fact, I mean, I don't know if you've either of you done it. Would you like to just recreate?
I did a recreation.
Oh, you did the Nando's video.
Did the Nando's video.
And you got slammed for
it. And I got slammed. Mate, it went wild, though.
I remember that.
Right? I put it up, and within half an hour, it had 10,000
I remember
comments.
Being like, I remember it was so soon. It was so raw, and I was like, just do it. Just post
I remember
it.
Being there when this was happening, and I was going, that's fucking brilliant. I love it. but that's, do you know what? Besides all that, that's the nice thing about you two is that you fucking moved on from it and now you can not laugh about it, but it's one of them things that fucking happens.
I love it now. I know that sounds weird, yeah. Right? But like, it's one, it keeps us relevant. Two, even in the worst way, and I'll take anything at this point. But two, it's always to do with football and I find it fucking brilliant. It's like when someone, it's always like when someone wants a transfer budget but won't get it and a manager's pleading to the board.
You can!
Yeah, you can. I can't do it.
What
you
was
can.
The Anne Summers one?
Oh, there's
the
Anne Summers, but I will get this one up. So basically, what happens is there's like cyclical. So there'll be a new one that comes out, and then that's all I get basically on Instagram
for a good
month.
And summer
this one,
moment.
I guarantee. Look, I'm just going to go on my thing now, and I guarantee you, I'm gonna find it within a couple of scrolls.
I also want to give a bit more context to the meme, and I've never spoken about the meme before in my life.
Go on, give us some.
I just need to give a bit more context to the meme, right?
Through Pornhub or whatever.
People say like. She wasn't crying, da da da.
You weren't crying. You had not one tear.
Can I say, the driest eyes
in the building.
Can I say, I had... So that I remember that scene. We turned up to this park and I turned up at 12:30 and we filmed through till... I remember I left there at 6 p.m.
We spent 6 hours saying you...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So obviously...
Found it.
The parts of the... You can are the points where I'm like, at me? My... You can!
Yeah!
I'm at my emotional end at this point. It's been, you know, five and a half hours of this. Mm. I'm so dehydrated. I've cried so much. And then
we didn't see that bit, did we?
Yes, because obviously at the start, I was probably a bit more logical.
Dust.
Do you know what? I do get what you mean, because I've done a similar thing before where I'd spent 5 hours having an argument about something similar. And in the end, I'd switched off and I was completely blank and didn't even understand. Yeah. So I was being
shouted
at
well.
For 5 hours. He just doesn't care. Because I was like that.
Yeah, but then
just
they,
looking around the room,
they cut
he
out
just
the
doesn't
first
care.
4 hours.
I don't care because I've heard it for 5 hours. I don't care because I just don't care now.
Also, Pete, I've seen you before where like Pete will like put this really like grey face and he'd be like, it's just. You know, like everybody's talking about it, and like I don't care about them.
Why am I doing that accent?
I care about. I care
Where
about,
am I from?
I care. About,
I just don't care about it no more.
I care about you. I care about you. And then eventually she says shit, and he just goes.
Yeah, that's it.
Just looks down.
Should we do some questions that we normally ask, like sort of normal guests? Because this is just great fun for me. I'm having a fucking great episode.
Oh, I'm glad.
I knew you would.
This is possibly my favourite episode ever.
Really?
I'll be honest with you. When Sam's away, do you want
to... I would love to.
I think we would do better if it was me and you.
I think so. I think we've got a bit more kind of like work chemistry, me and you.
100%. There's better banter between me and you than there is me and Sam.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
You're quite witty as well, similar to me. He's just stupid.
Are they going to fuck?
He's only... Hey?
I feel like they're going to fuck.
Well, there's only so many times that you can fall off a chair and it'd be funny. So whereas actually me and you've got things to say.
Yeah.
There's a bit of intellect behind it.
Look at me! Hello! So Zara, actually, do you know what we will say? We'll say this, is Zara is the podcast's biggest fan. So Zara will listen to the podcast before I've even listened to it, and she'll give me feedback. She'll like message bullet points, being like this bit, wasn't too sure about this bit. This bit was good. She's like, you're the biggest, and I love this about you, such a cheerleader to the podcast. You're finally here.
Do you know what? I was a bit nervous because I listen to this podcast every week on Monday, 9 o'clock in the morning, or whenever I'm going to the gym, I listen to the podcast and I
absolutely
love
it. To the point where she actually messaged me about the strip club in Barcelona. She's like,
did,
you went
yeah.
to the strip club.
I'm yeah, sure that was before you.
No, it wasn't. We were like
We didn't.
We were very early on.
I didn't even get a stripper.
Oh well, it's all right. I mean, you got
but
it back.
I remember
you got it back, didn't you?
I remember.
It's 1-0. But it's not.
Even Hugh Stevens.
Get a stripper.
No, he didn't, because he was just disgusting at the time. He was absolutely disgustingly just annoying. I had to send him home a day early.
I remember.
It was.
I remember you messaging me being like, I've just spent, I can't remember how much it was actually. It was thousands.
Because my car got declined.
Yes, I had to pay for the trip.
So I. No, you didn't pay for the trip.
I paid for the fucking trip. We went to Barcelona.
Sam, listen, tighty McFucking lighty. Let me tell you something. So I put the whole fucking trip on my fucking card, and then the bank thought I was being frauded.
Right.
So then when we got to the fucking strip club, so he had to pay for the strip club for everyone.
Good idea, yeah.
But imagine that, sat there whilst not getting a dance and then paying for everyone else to get one.
Yeah,
fun.
But you had a nice time talking to the cleaner.
Yeah.
Someone's grandmother had obviously just strolled in accidentally, and Sam thought it'd be a great idea to just talk to her. I mean, fuck me.
Fucking hell. Anyway, yeah, sorry you're finally here. Yeah. Come on, Pete.
So, as an avid listener of the podcast, you know, and we're potentially looking at doing a live tour where people might come and see us, and we'll be able to take actual real-life reviews. Could you give us a review on the podcast? Keep it short, because I know, like, you sound in your own voice, but if you could just keep it quite short and give us a star rating to our faces.
I'd give you 4.5 out of 5. Ooh. I think from season one, you've got a lot better. Oh, Sam's got a lot better at not interrupting guests. I found the Tom Grennan episode, specifically in episode one, incredibly painful to listen to, because it had there was no narrative through it. It was just Sam, every 5 seconds he had to get in a story that related
to
himself.
Are you my girlfriend?
No. I'm just being honest.
The lack of teammate shit.
Hang on. But what I will say is you got a lot better. You got a lot more patience. And I think it's brilliant, and I absolutely love it. So 4.5 out of 5.
Okay, so if it's brilliant and you absolutely love it, why haven't we got 5?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. You're the closest person to us, we don't get a 5.
What is the half mark?
I want some more interesting guests.
Fuck me, we've had a terrible start then.
Shut up.
Okay. Well, a lot of people don't like it when we have guests.
I'll tell you,
there's a lot of people we want to get. I also want a 12-inch cock, and I ain't got it. The people that we can get and the people that we want are two different things.
Who do you want?
I want a Love Islander who's going to spill the tea.
No chance. Pete, absolutely.
I want Katie Price.
No, you told her to tell
that. On my life. There's as much chance of a Love Islander coming on this show as P actually wanting to do a TikTok dance with me, that you're not going to get it.
He absolutely hates
the idea of it.
No, you can, but like, I mean, you've got a Love Island podcast. Do it on that.
No, because we can't talk about the real gritty stuff.
Okay, so we had a Love Islander on.
Yeah.
All right, Chloe Burrows. Really lovely girl. Really enjoyed her. Gave us fucking nothing. There was absolutely nothing. Loved the girl. First time I'd met her. Really funny. Yeah. Did she give us any inside gossip? Did she fuck? Did she
She's
fuck?
Done it too long ago.
Yeah, you need to
it
get
was
someone
too
fresh.
Long ago.
You need to get some fresh meat.
You meet them all when they come off, all right? If you find someone interesting, bring them the fuck down, drag them down here, and I will sit here and go, who the fuck are you? Tell me something interesting. If not, fuck off and stop ruining my fucking podcast. How about that?
And that, by the way, is Pete Wicks when we try and do a dance. That is exactly
God,
what
love
happens.
Thank you so much.
Simmers to absolute boiling point in seconds.
Anyway, looking forward to any Love Islanders that would like to come.
Yeah. Joe, this is something I don't think I've ever asked you, because this is quite like an asky question, but like...
Was that good for you?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Did you feel that?
Oh, fuck off. No. So, you have sort of leapfrogged Pete and Sam. Would you say that reality television is something that might be below your pay grade now?
What, would I do more
would
reality TV?
Would you do more
TV?
Reality TV?
It's Bake Off for me.
And do you know what? If you did Bake Off as well, because I once mentioned Zara.
Mate, I thought you were going to say MasterChef. Just sounds like you drop that all the time.
No, I wasn't going to say MasterChef. Although I did do MasterChef.
Here we go.
But not very well.
No, talk about the quarterfinals and the tiramisu.
It wasn't tiramisu. I did make the best sticky toffee pudding that Greg and John had ever had, but, you know, it came with a fermented vodka shot that I'd made myself. And a salted caramel sauce. It was really lovely. I'll make it for you one day.
You said you would, actually. I remember you said that a while ago.
Because I once mentioned to Zara that I love pistachio cake.
Oh, yeah.
And the next time that I went round there, she'd baked me a whole pistachio cake. Yeah.
How sweet is that? They didn't eat one bite.
No, I didn't. I forgot to take it.
Because he was in a really bad mood as well. He was in a really shit mood.
So he did have a slice.
And then, I did have a slice.
Did have
it was
a slice.
Very nice.
And then he left it just there.
Then I shelled it out to the neighbours. I went and knocked on all the neighbours' doors and was like, hi, like, I've got a bit of pistachio cake, would you like it?
God, you're really trying to get in there with that Chelsea mob, aren't you?
Chelsea mob. Jesus
Christ. I see my future, Pete, and I'm going for it.
You fun. Yeah, I mean? My girl. Nice. I like that. So, Bake Off. Yeah, because you're a bit of a king baker. Haven't you got your own cooking Instagram?
Yeah, I do.
Is that alongside the cat's Instagram and the house Instagram?
I've got so many Instagrams.
Yeah, how many Instagrams do you need?
Well, I need one for each like section of my life. I've got the Thompson Project, I've got Albus and Cedric, I've got at Zara's house, I've got Zara.
Zara's house not the same as the Thompson Project?
No, because at Zara's house is my like, it's my cooking, but it's like, come to Zara's house for some cooking.
Not Sam's house. Sam doesn't live there.
Well, I'm not going to call it at Sam and Zara's house and just do my cooking stuff on it, am I?
And also, to be fair, you pretty much treat it like a hotel, because if it's not the au pair that you both have that is doing...
I don't have any kids.
Zara, can we clarify this?
Sorry, I was there when you were both interviewing your housekeeper for a couple of days, and then we were actually working, you were interviewing throughout the day, and then kept coming in with, what do you think of her? And Sam's going, oh, I don't care. And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to give her the job. Not her, I don't like her.
It was a cleaner. And I was interviewing a few
who's
cleaners.
There every time I'm there. I genuinely think you just pull her out of the cupboard, because I don't think she goes home.
Do you know what, Pete? When we've got like the people like you eating your cheese twists everywhere,
we're filming
cheese twists. Yeah.
Hold on.
You eat like a horse.
Let me tell you something, right? Am I not the only one that cleans up after himself?
No,
you fucking. How would you know?
Because I see you. You leave all your Pret shit all over the gap.
You're too busy on TikTok. Do I not clean up after myself? And in fact, the last two times I've been there, when you've spilt something, I've been on my hands and knees with a fucking cloth remover, rubbing your carpet and your fucking sofa. So I don't know what you two pair of pricks are talking about.
That actually happened last week.
That did happen.
He was on his hands and knees. I put sun cream on our outside furniture and I couldn't get out. Came in a bit of a huff and Pete went, fucking hell, give me the spray. So he's fucking getting the Vanish and he's going, just needs a bit of elbow grease.
And he's just stood there going, yeah, no, you're doing a good job then. I thought, what the fuck's happened here?
No, he stands there with his hands on his hips, doesn't he?
He's seen a common geezer and thought, here's the help. The stable boy will do it.
You are fucking good at getting that out, though. You always do.
Oh, dear.
Always manage.
Anyway, so Bake Off. That's really quick.
Pete's the only person. We have a little bar in our place, and Pete's the only person who comes in and uses it. He'll literally be like, right, so what you got downstairs in the bar then?
And it's really annoying because I like to go down there and just sit on my own, but Sam follows me.
Where we can chat about this podcast.
Yeah, it's really aggravating.
I've seen some meetings. In fact,
last time we were in there, we had a row.
Yeah, we had a row!
I had to mediate.
Yeah, you actually did, yeah. And who was right?
I was sat in the middle of both of you.
No,
I was
like, look,
see your point, see your point.
No, you weren't right.
I was right.
I remember we never resolved it.
No. What happens is we're basically saying the same fucking thing, but the problem is that you have to say it your way, and if someone goes, yeah, Sam, you're right, then you don't... I was saying basically the same thing as you, but in a more logical way, whereas you go round the houses and waffle like a fucking child.
Yeah, see, this is where Pete's completely wrong. There was another argument we had not long ago, which is about an ad that we were doing, and Pete wasn't getting paid for it. And I was saying to Pete, I was like...
He doesn't see that as a problem.
I was like, Pete, be in my ad, right? And then what we'll do is I'll do one for you. But I don't want you in mine. And I was like,
you were going, it benefits you. And Pete's going, how? I'm not getting paid. And you're like, I swear, this is really a really good look for you to be in my ad.
Yeah, it's a really good look for you. Anyway, how do you feel about ads? You don't do a lot of ads, do you? You do ones with him, because obviously that's where he makes all his money, because he hasn't got a real job like you.
No, I'm going to be honest. I ain't got the time. Nowadays.
She ain't got the time.
It's hard to rope her into mine now.
Because you're sort of like a house husband that doesn't do any housework.
But how?
Well, because she's off, you know, being the breadwinner, going out to work, having a real job, and you're at home dancing on TikTok. That's why.
Hey, we got this podcast, got the radio.
We do once a week.
After sun.
Oh, and then the evenings. I bet you're over the moon when you had the evenings.
No, Zara,
you know what's
cried.
So funny? We actually really don't spend that much time together because
the house is so big. I suppose he's in the east wing and you're in the west wing, no?
But seriously, like, I'm doing like the day hours and then I get home at like 5-6 o'clock and he's off.
Goes to work.
Yeah.
Goes to work
with a backpack on.
With his backpack on, gets on his motor.
And we do an Eskimo nose kiss before we leave.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I'm going to get onto that in a minute. Talking about Sam being at work, you came to surprise him the other week, didn't you?
Yeah.
You came on the radio, couldn't get past security, was a bit of a struggle, and they actually came into the podcast the next day when we were recording and said, please don't have anyone else come in because they don't have security clearance. So you got him in trouble, actually.
The next day, the security guard came into this room.
Do I not have security?
No.
You have to, like, go through a process.
This ain't the fucking BBC, Zara.
That was so bad. Zara came in. We'd had a bit of an argument, actually, and...
Right, can I just give a bit of clarity? You've always said to me, oh, you should come to radio one evening, blah, blah, blah. And we had a bit of an argument that day, and I thought, oh, do you know what, I'm going to take him up on the offer, surprise him, bring him a Five Guys for dinner, because he never has dinner. I brought you in a Five Guys to be nice, to be like, look, you know, Olive Branch, love you, come all the way here, brought you dinner.
Do you know what, actually, it's giving
trouble.
Stalker. It's giving stalker.
Sam!
Because you know when you have an argument with someone, you're like, you just need a bit of space, right? Zara refuses space. Zara literally will turn up and be like, no,
can I just stop to conclude this now. Can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
Right? I would normally agree with that. However, I do think that's quite nice. And you, of all people, are the last person to say, you know when you just need space. when the fuck do you give me, anyone, any space?
I was at work. Zara just went, I'm downstairs.
No. I said I brought you dinner. I'm downstairs. I actually wasn't expecting you to be like, come up. I was just expecting to hand over the Five Guys and as an Olive Branch.
It's very sweet.
It's not the first time that she's done things like that. When we had Reality News, which was our show that got cancelled, some of you Long Life fans might have seen that. Not many of you watched it. Hence why I got cancelled. But Zara used to pack Sam a packed lunch and leave little notes in it.
Did I?
Do you not remember that?
I do remember, yeah.
So I used to pack pepperami, she used to make sandwiches, I used to unbox it halfway through on a lunch break and read the little note out.
Yeah, I'd make you a sandwich.
Yeah.
But you know what? Otherwise, you'd get home and you'd be like, I'm so hungry, I feel like I'm going to faint.
To be fair, it is true. I don't ever really get to have my meals. And Zara's biggest thing is you don't eat. Doesn't eat enough. You're a feeder. Is what you are, and I love it, to be
fair. What do you mean he doesn't eat enough? All I see that fucking prick do is shoveling stuff in his fucking mouth.
But when you or I aren't there and he's left to his own devices...
What do you mean you or I don't help him eat?
No, but...
I'm not his babysitter too.
When he's on his own and he has no one around him, he forgets to eat and then he comes home and he's like, I don't feel well. And I'm like, have you eaten dinner? And he's like, no. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Because I've got to leave for work at 5 p.m.
So what do you do for the whole day? And also, you work for 3 hours.
No, I don't do the Love Island podcast afterwards.
All right, 5 hours.
I come home at midnight.
Do you? Oh, no. Do you think you're going to waste away?
No, fuck it.
Are you going to be okay?
Oh.
Anyway.
Actually, this is a question I've always wanted to know. Would you ever host a show with me?
Do you know what? And this is something I was thinking about last night before coming in this podcast. We have had a few production companies... channels over the years express interest in me and you doing a show together. And I just feel like, no.
Do you know what? I obviously love you both. I don't know if it would work because I feel like you're very particular in the way you do things.
Mm.
And I think so are you. And I feel like you'd argue. I think if you worked together as well, I think it would be a nightmare.
I don't think it's healthy.
No, I think it's too much. You already live together.
What would you talk about ever?
So that was me basically trying to see whether Zara would take me with her. And I got a resounding no.
Let me tell you what that was. That was Sam trying to leave me.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Sam was.
Sam,
you're stuck with me, big boy.
Do you know what I was actually thinking? I was thinking that I could do with a co-host on the radio. Like, would you ever do the radio show with me or anything like that? No, again.
I'm going to be honest with you as well. I don't like couple... Duos.
There's so many of them now, aren't there, as well?
Yeah.
I find it can be a bit, like, cringy and a bit pleased. Like, do you know what I mean?
I also don't know whether we're that interesting.
I think you are, individually. But,
yeah, but no, as a couple.
Yeah, as a couple, you're irritating, aggravating, and potentially you would make a lot of people feel sick.
It's all very good points.
But individually, you're very nice, but it's the, you little goose, all that fucking shit makes me want to punch you both
Pete,
in the face.
If we were going to predict where Zara goes in her story of staying relevant, right? Where's Zara going to end up?
I think you are going to end up being as successful as someone like Louis Farouk in documentaries.
Fucking hell!
Genuinely as well, because I think it needs someone to do that sort of stuff, but not in the kind of funny way that Louis Farouk does it. Kind of like Stacey Dooley.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know what I mean? Based on the fact that you do quite highbrow and serious subjects on the documentaries.
Yeah.
Because, well, because you're not that funny. So, whereas I think...
Zara, where do you...
And I think that's good, because you're actually... You're intelligent, and I think more people will see that. And actually, I think you're going to have a very successful career.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind.
Actually, I've got a question, actually.
I haven't finished.
Oh, fucking hell, Jesus
And if you
Christ.
Present stuff as well, I think you'll end up doing proper presenting, not, like, silly bits. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean, like?
Well, like silly bits, like silly, like little fucking, like funny shows. And
oh, well, me and Pete do.
The stuff that we do, you'll end up doing proper things, like proper presenting.
Oh, thank
for
you.
For proper people that have talent.
What are you calling us, Pete? Fuck it out.
Dog shit. That's exactly what we are.
Okay.
Take anything we fucking can.
Do you know what one of my dreams is to, like, do the one show?
Yeah, one of something
my
like dreams. That.
Well, my nemesis has beat you to it. Roman Kemp's already there, so.
I would love the host of Roman.
Yeah,
you fucking
and,
sweet.
I think you and Roman would be brilliant together.
Jesus Christ.
I genuinely think you'd be so good together because you're both quite intelligent. You'd look great together on the sofa.
He said it to wind you up, Sam.
Yeah,
absolutely just. No, we're actually going to get him on this pod.
This is my favourite podcast ever.
He wants to come on. And he was so lovely. We met him at the podcast show and he was so lovely. And he literally said to me, he went, so apparently I'm your nemesis. You know when someone says it to your face and you're just like, well, I can't back out now. Yeah. So I was like, yes, you are, sir. Yes, yeah. You are. Terrifying.
So you, the one show, that would be like a bit of a dream for you to do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your kind of dream?
Well, I was just actually about to ask, Zara, where do you see us at the end of all of this? Where are me and Pete?
Actually, let's start with where do you see us?
Oh, Anne and Dec. 100%. Anne and Dec. Why? You see, don't ask me the question, Pete, and then fucking turn your head way like that.
Where does he get that from?
I don't know.
Because we're going to be fucking Anne and Dec. It's not that far.
We're not
going to
be fucking. No.
Do you know what you two would be really great at?
What?
And I'm sorry, I'm talking about Bake Off again. But you know, the two people that go, I don't know who it is now, but I remember like Matt Lucas did it for a bit.
And Noel Fielding. I love Noel Fielding.
Like on the Bake Off where you go around and you're like, well, that's Bakers, nice. You got 15 minutes left and you go around and you're like...
The shit bits.
I wouldn't be able to do that because everyone would just call me a pervert.
Like the host.
Go, oh, that's a lovely soggy bottom.
I think it would be really funny. I would love... That would be such a good job for you.
Can you not see us Anne and Decking?
Sam,
someone.
Sam, right? Sam, you're the only person that can see it.
Can you see us James Corden in the States?
No. No.
Can you not?
In the States?
Yeah.
Do you even have a fan base in the States?
No. That's
people in the UK don't find us funny. No one likes us here, let alone over in America.
We're going to take America. I still got this weird idea of us taking America and filming it and then getting off of the Late Late Show as a duo, but not before we've done The Jungle hosting.
We're not
hosting The Jungle?
Yeah.
I don't think Anne and Dec are going anywhere anytime soon.
And then Saturday night. No. Why?
We can't even get on The Jungle, let alone host it.
yeah, to be fair, fucking... we springboarded that bit.
Yeah, he'd offer to eat fucking kangaroo bollocks for free and they're still like, nah, we're all right, thanks.
Do you know what? And then possibly, you know, things go well, Saturday night takeaway with us, maybe right. The Brits hosting.
The Brits?
Yeah.
He's fucking on another planet.
If Mo Gilligan can, we fucking can. So that's where I see us. Zara, where do you see us?
I just said.
You just said Bake Off.
Oh, is that it? Oh, that's in the Bake Off. Oh, that's the pinnacle. Oh, Jesus. Just doing the shit bits on Bake Off, basically. Lovely.
All right. So if that's as low as you see us, which is completely understandable and higher than I imagined, what advice have you got for us to actually crack this industry? As someone that has been in it for half the time we have, please tell us what we can do because you're successful and we're not.
Are you being serious? You want my advice?
Yes, you're
I think you guys are more successful than me.
Well, you're fucking wrong. So stop being humble and tell us what we can do to emulate your glittering career.
How do we get into the BBC?
Well, I'll tell you how I get in the BBC. Over a fucking wall.
Yeah.
Although I did do MasterChef, which was on BBC.
And Pete was,
Antiques Roadshow.
And Pete was about Antiques to do a documentary Roadshow. Called Pete Wicks, The Demon Inside. So that was, you know, potentially going to get him through the door.
What is my advice? Don't be afraid to work for free.
Sorry. What?
Basically, she's setting us up there for making no cheddar at all.
Don't be afraid to work for free. I haven't got a backer like you. So what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Two up, two down, Pete.
What do you mean, don't be afraid to work for
free?
Well,
I mean, don't, you know, just if you want to work with a brand and stuff, just, you know, do it free. Offer your services for free, I think.
What do you mean? Offer your services for free?
I actually agree with
now
you.
Now I understand.
Yeah.
Now I get it. What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
I know what she means. Basically, Pete we won't turn up anywhere unless he's getting fucking paid.
People, of course.
No. Sometimes you've got
to, that's called a fucking job, Sam.
Sometimes you've got to put in the hard yards. Yes. Mate. Sometimes you've got to fucking go in and be like, do you know what? I'm accepting I'm not going to get paid, but this is going to build us.
Okay. All right. And guys. All right. Let me just ask you something then. What is it that I haven't agreed to do that is going to set me up to be Anton fucking Deck? Because the things you're talking about is I won't dance around a fucking kitchen like a fucking idiot for baby bell unless I'm being paid. Now, of course, what do you want me to do? Go, it's not easy being cheesy, I'll do it for free. That's not going to get me anywhere. So, of course, I want to be paid to act like a fucking idiot.
It's not easy.
If someone went, listen, we can give you a chance hosting the Late Late Show, you've got to do it for free. I go, okay, that's fine. Not if someone's going, dance for me, bitch. Right? Do it for free. Oh, that's the worst. Get out. That's the worst advice we've ever had. Well, this has been my favourite episode so far. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's happened. We've got loads of questions here. Didn't ask any of them. But we've gone through the UCAM moments. We've gone through your glittering success. Zara also thinks that we should work for free. That was a little piece of advice that I will not take. And Sam, you've had a tough time.
We haven't even spoken about the cats once.
Thank God, because they can just go on the what's the Instagram?
Albus and Cedric.
What did you call Albus the other day? Cyril.
Clive. Or something.
Hello, Cyril. I was like, well, his name's Albus. Well, how could you get it? It's so wrong.
Well, you two don't even call them by their names, because one day it's Bunny, one day it's Camel Toe, one day it's this, one day it's that. You call him fucking Duckling or something. You're fucking Goose. I'm surprised I haven't got a fucking nickname yet.
What am I called? You call, she calls me Poo.
Poodle.
Poodle, yeah.
Poodle and Goose. All right. Well, that's Pete Poodle and Goose signing off from today's episode. Sam, how did that go for you?
I thought it was a really good episode, actually. And I feel like, Pete, you've almost been shown up there, because Pete didn't want to get her on. He was like, it's too easy. And actually, it's been your favourite episode. So
it's by far been my favourite episode, because me and Zara are a team against you. And it's nice for you to feel very uncomfortable around me and Zara.
For our listeners, good. I also want to state very sternly, we're not going anywhere. Ooh. Thank you so much for listening to Staying Relevant. I've been Sam Thompson. He's been Peter Wicks. And this has been a blast. We'll see you next week on a Monday, anywhere you get your podcasts, or on a Friday via YouTube. What you've got to do is type in at Staying Relevant, and on our socials, get some extra bits at Staying Relevant.
I stumbled. You there. Also forgot you were going to sign off and then forgot you had to do the rate review thing. Yeah. Carry on.
Rate and review at us, Staying Relevant, on TikTok and Instagram, and give us 5 fucking stars, please. Please, like, we need it.
You think it's shit, then don't bother. Just give us what you think. But write the reviews, because they're generally quite funny. Whether they're good or bad, I enjoy reading them. Ta-da, Zara. Ta-da, Sam. Fuck off.
We love you.
Insanity Group.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.